even reminded or actually asked that I share this now. In prayer time, I saw a picture of two magnets that just, we all know how magnets work. If they get close enough to one another, and they clap together and they stick together. And when we are close enough to God, when we come close enough, there's this moment where we just like, and we stick to Him until we move away again. Because God is constant. He doesn't change. And if we're far enough away from Him, then we go like, oh, where's God? Where's the power of God? Where's the love of God? And then as we move closer, whichever way you do that, with enough prayer, going to church, fellowship, loving, all of those things plays a role. And as you get close enough, there's that moment again where you go like, yeah, I feel the power of God. I feel the love of God. And actually, this morning, we sometimes speak of the power of God. We've all heard that, right? Not I've heard it, but the power of God is love. It's love. Because love changes everything, and I'm not going to sing that song, but you have to think of that song right now. Because love changes everything. Alles. Dwars deur die bank. Nothing stays the same when love enters the picture. And God is love, which makes love a proper noun. English teachers, are you proud of me? I had to go Google that. Love is a verb, but love is also a proper noun. It's God. Because if God enters your heart, He changes not just your life. He changes everything around you. Etienne, man, I'm sorry, I know. I'm so sorry. But this guy, year and a half back I met him. He didn't speak to anyone. Now he's just a social butterfly. Last night I had to switch off the lights in my house to say, like, you need to go home now. It's because God changed him completely. 100%. I can share my own testimony as well. God changed me. And so I know many of your stories already. How God has changed you, even. You think He's loud now? Watch rugby with Him. We're still praying for that part. But when love enters, you can't but change. And God is love. If He enters your life, He changes your life. He changes everything around you. He changes the friends. He changes the way that you see people, those in church, those outside of church, because you start looking through the same eyes that God created men, humans. We are His creation. And He loves us. He doesn't ask if you love Him or not. He loves. Because He is love. Put that video up for us, please. Get to the notes. Those of you who haven't seen the video, is there sound? There you go.
Here comes the sun. Here comes the sun.
It's alright.
Little darling, it's been a long, cold, lonely year too. Little darling,
what is this?
It feels like
it's been a year.
Here comes the sun. Here comes the sun. I say, it's all.
For those who haven't seen the video yet, who haven't heard the news yet, we've got the privilege of bearing a third child, or my wife has. And we do celebrate it. We do celebrate it. But the video is actually not. Can you just put up the first part again? Wouldn't it have been fair to use the first part of the video? Just that part there. Oh, there we go. You can pause it right there. Just that first. Oh, okay. It goes away. but that first part between Amelie and Lucas, when you look at that part, do you see love between them? Or not? Oh, shucks. Let's try that again. Please say yes. Do you see love between the brother and the sister? I know you guys are saying yes in your heart, even if it's not out loud. That's okay. There's a love between them. But if I ask you to describe the love that you saw between them, just that one you can try and answer in your head. Just try and describe the love that you see there. Do you get to formulate something? Well, not really. Is it difficult? It should be difficult. Because we try and explain love with words, but we can't really. Yes, I see something there. When I ask the question, do you see love between them? Yes, that's easy. Okay, but explain the love that you see. Keep together. Now I can see they're not fighting. They do that as well. But it's difficult when it comes to try and explain this concept that we call love. Because concept is much more than just something that we can see. It's much more than something we can say. It's much more than a concept. It's much more than a feeling. It's much more, so much more, because God is love and we cannot comprehend God, which in essence means that we cannot comprehend love. Hence, love changes everything when it enters your world. So, the Bible is full of love. Full. Love stories that ended badly, love stories that ended well. To name a few, the love of the Father, He gave His best for us. The love, like Jesus loved until death on the cross. Love for one another as Christians. Fellowship of believers. The love for everyone and anyone else outside of church. Those who are unbelievers. Those who turn against God. The Bible speaks of the love of God's bride, which is the church. And I do want to mention it, that this is not in the complete church. This is only a part of the bride of Christ. We form part of the bigger bride of Christ, the bigger church. And it stretches much further than these four walls and Kimberley and the Northern Cape, much bigger than South Africa. The love speaks of the qualities. The Bible speaks of the qualities of love in 1 Corinthians 13. The Bible shows us how love is a verb by the life that Jesus lived. A doing word for those who struggles with verbs and nouns like myself. There are actions involved, physical actions, verbal actions. And then we try and use poems and songs to describe the love that we have for our spouses. But still, it doesn't really comprehend what love is, because love is not meant to be captured in only words or actions. I mean, the one I want to just focus a little bit on this morning is, I'm going to cut my preach short just so that you know, because what God did in worship is much more powerful than I can ever try and share you from the front. The power of love is unmeasurable. It's incomparable. And the understanding we have of love is limited. Because we've got these boxes. Some of us has more boxes, more organized boxes. And one of those little boxes is called love in your head. And whenever someone portrays love to you, you take out that box and you go, no, it doesn't fit in here, so it's not love. And then someone else does exactly the same, and you go, oh, that was love. Because it fits into this little box of yours. Each one of us has a box. And we use that as a filter, as a lens that we look through when it comes to people around us loving us. Our parents, our children. I fell into the trap of asking my child, do you love me? What does my child know about love? I don't even understand it. How should my three-year-old understand it? She says yes because she knows it's a good thing, because I tell her that I love her. We do not comprehend the power of love. So, this reference and our idea or ideas of love limits us to the way that we experience and see God's love for us. But there's a purpose of this love. Before I go there. So on Thursday evening in our Bible study, we looked at this concept of love and what does the Bible say, and then we had like a great group discussions on it. And then Ankia said this. She said that, and I'm paraphrasing now, so it might not be her direct words, but she said that the way I love someone today will most likely look different from tomorrow and yesterday. The way I love someone looks different every day. And the way I love different people looks different. Because what someone needs today is different from what they need tomorrow. And that's why the love looks different. And that's God. Because God comes and He finds us where we are at. And He loves us in that situation. If the situation is you are celebrating life, then He comes and He loves you in that moment of you being joyful. But when you are mourning someone who passed away, He comes and He loves you in that moment of you going through mourning. When you succeed in your business, He loves you in that moment. But when times are tough and financially you are struggling, He loves you in that moment. It's different ways of loving, because the way that you need love is different in those moments. For some of you, this might be very familiar for you, and some of you, this might be new, but there are, according to some people, there are five ways that we love and also receive love. And those five love languages, they call them words of affirmation. So when I speak, expressing love through spoken or written words of encouragement, praise, and appreciation. So sometimes I experience love through words of affirmation, and sometimes I give love through words of affirmation. Acts of services. Demonstrating love by doing helpful tasks or serving others. Some of you, this is a very high, top of your list of love languages. The way I serve someone, what can I do for you? Have you met that person? What can I do for you? If you haven't, go meet Shaw afterwards. Okay, just say hey, and he'll go, hey, what can I do for you? That. People love this way, but also some people receive love this way. Receiving gifts. So show love by giving thoughtful gifts that express care and thoughtfulness. So some people are very good at gifts, okay? Lisa and I always ask one another, how do they do it? Like, I never get to give a good gift. Guys, I'd really try sometimes, okay? Like, I plan this ahead, and I go like, what is this person like? And then I end up giving a voucher. Other people just, they know what to give. It's a love language. And they know how to give or what to give. And some people receive love by receiving gifts. quality time. Some of you are quality time people, okay? Which means that you just want to sit down with someone with a cup of coffee or a milkshake or a dinner, and you just want to chat the way through, the night through. That's amazing. You just want to spend time with someone else. And some of us receives love this way. And then physical touch. So communicating love through physical affection, hugs, holding hands, a gentle touch. Someone's going through a tough time. Are you that one that reaches out and say, hey, I'm so sorry? That's because most likely your love language is physical touch. When it comes to marriage, it looks a little bit different. Because in your different relationships, you can experience love and give love in different ways. The way that you show love to a stranger and the way that you show love to your children will be two different ways. Okay. So just so that you guys are aware that everyone's on the same page, that there are different ways of loving and receiving love. And then God writes in His Word, and He gives us this one. Can I say Jesus in this case? But we all know it comes from God. In Mark 12, verse 28, we're going to do verse 29. It's on there. So this is called the Great Commandment. We always look at the Great Commission of go and make disciples. But the Great Commandment, so Jesus answered them, the most important is, hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. Verse 30 says, and you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, your soul, your mind, and with all your strength. And the second is that you shall love your neighbor as yourself, and there is no other commandment greater than these. Not the one is greater than the other one. He had to mention one of them first because it's physically impossible to mention two things at once. You didn't realize that. So he had to mention the one first, and God always comes first. But the second one is just as important as loving God. So if you have a relationship with God, you loving people will happen automatically. It's not something that comes forceful for you. You might have very human-like excuses of I'm an introvert, or I don't enjoy being around people so much, or. But man, Etienne is an example that I've seen in the last year that God changes that. He changes. He takes away those excuses of whatever your excuse is. I'm not saying you can't be an introvert or an extrovert. You can be. But God changes the way that you see other people if you allow Him to come and change you. The Word says that. If you don't believe me, go read Mark 12 again. Because if you love the Lord, but that scripture comes with a condition of when will it happen? We are quick to say that God loves us unconditionally. But if we read that scripture again, and if you can put up verse 30 for us. If you love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your soul, all your mind, and all your strength. He says, love the Lord with the whole of you. So I want to, all your heart, we accept Jesus Christ into our hearts because He comes and He changes us from the inside out. If we don't allow Him to work inside of our hearts, we're not allowing Him to change the outside. We're not allowing Him to change the excuses that we have. Oh no, it's so difficult to love that person. I know you don't understand. We don't have the same interests. God didn't ask you to have the same interests than other people. He's asking you to love them. And He will do that through you if you allow Him. It's as easy as that. So If you love God with all your heart, you will love the people around you with all your heart. No matter their circumstances, their background, or yours, the differences. Then all your soul. Because if you allow God, you accept the Holy Spirit into your life to lead you and guide you, be your comforter, your helper, just to be the helping hand along the way, even in those difficult times. Those of you who haven't heard the story of Lisa and I moving to Kimberley, the word we got from God was, come and love the people. That's it. That's the word that Lisa and I hold on to in times when it's a bit difficult for us. Because it is not always easy. It isn't. But God asked us to come and love the people. So here we are. We're trying our utmost best to love people. When we fake it, we won't make it. This is not a fake it till you make it thing. You love wholeheartedly or you don't love. And then all your mind, again, because if you allow Jesus to be your Savior and the Holy Spirit to lead you, the Bible says, renew your mind. That means the way that you think. And we all know the way that we think is the way that we see. The way that we see is the way that we act. So if we allow God to come and change our hearts and be led by the Holy Spirit so that the way that I think is changed, then the way that I think of other people will be different. And not just different from what you are used to, but also different from the world, because the world allows their circumstances to infiltrate and affect and be the opinion about the people around them. I know I can't have those people over in my house. Oh, have you seen their children? God doesn't ask you to give their children whatever. He asks you to love them. And then the last one, with all your strength. So anything that's left, because we've done the heart, we've done the soul, we've done the mind. So all that is now left, remember, He renews from the inside out. So the most important part is the heart, because that's where God starts working in your life. And it goes to the outside, the strength. We've got a few of you who understands the whole biology and the anatomy, there we go, of the body, the muscles. Okay, we can train the muscles. That's the outside of us. That's the last part. But that will happen if we allow God to come and change our hearts. I made a note for myself here that this all your strength is mentioned last because this will follow if love comes from the heart and you will go out of your way for someone. Your relationships with people will show the love that you have for them. But it will also show the transformation that happened inside of your heart, that you allowed God to come and change who you are and the way that you live. And you cannot measure your relationship with people with the relationships of the people around you. Because love is received differently and it's given differently to each person, from each person, in different situations. The way that I'm experiencing God this morning is different from than what you are experiencing Him. What Celan experienced this morning, crying his eyes out, is because God asked him to step out in a song. And the next moment, Sid starts playing the song on the guitar. And he's overwhelmed because he realized that he heard God's voice. That's much different. God didn't ask me to step out in a song, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. But it's different for each one of us. And we can't allow that the way that Celan experienced God or the way that I experienced God influences the way that Evan experiences God this morning. We don't look to one another to go like, yeah, but God doesn't speak to me that way. He does. You need to listen and allow him to change you from your heart. Be led by the Holy Spirit. Let your mind be renewed so that the actions you have will show the love of God. I'm going to cut it there, and I'm going to land with this scripture, John 13, verse 34 and 35. A new commandment I give to you, that you love one another, just as I have loved you. You also are to love one another. By this, by the love that we have for one another, people will know that you are my disciples, and if you have love for one another. Jesus speaking to his disciples. And this is still true today. By the love that we have between one another, even though people can't really explain it. The video at the start, the question, can you explain the love that you are seeing? No, not really. People can't explain what they see, but I can tell you 100% that they are able to distinguish if there's love or not love. They're able to tell you that. Yes, there's love between those people, or there's no love between those people. Okay, explain it. No, I can't. I just see it. So when we interact, when we gather, when we are together, when we are meeting together in one another's houses, when we are having Bible studies or Sunday morning service or a Sunday fun day or a church camp, no matter what we are doing together, are people seeing God's love between us or not? Because if the answer is no, we are not allowing God to change us from the inside out. I'm done with the notes. I want to end off with the opportunity for us, two opportunities. Because we need to give the opportunity to everyone to make right with God, to stand in front of God and say, Lord, forgive me for I have sinned. I know I'm not perfect, but you are perfect. Lord, I hear of this love, but I don't know this love. So there's a moment this morning to not experience the love, but to accept the love that he has for you. So can I ask that we close our eyes, and it's an invitation. This, some people will call it an altar call. I just call it an invitation this morning of accepting Jesus into your life and accepting the love that he has for you. If you've never done it, this is a moment where you can do it. If you have done it before, but you're not sure if it still counts, you can do it again today. Because God's grace stretches much further than our understanding. And who are we to say that I cannot give my heart to the Lord again? So if that's you this morning and you feel like, yo, I want to know more of this. I want to know the Lord, the God that was shared this morning. I want to know more of this love, but I want to accept him in my heart so that he can come and change me. Can I ask that you raise your hand, because I want to know if I can pray with you. Eyes are closed. And this is a no pressure thing. This is a moment where you can make right with God. If there's anyone this morning that wants to make right with God, if there's no one like that, I pray that if there's no one that responded now, that's okay. I do pray that God will come and keep on stirring that in your heart, and that you'll get to a moment, even if it's alone, in your room, tomorrow morning when you're having coffee, a moment where you realized, I need the more of God in me. I need the Holy Spirit to lead me, my heart to be changed so that my life will change. My prayer is that you will take that moment when you realize it, and that you will pray to God, and that you will then testify about His goodness. And then if you are part of the group that I am this morning, that you want to stand with me for God, come and change me more. Change my heart more so that I can look more like you. So that the strength, the outward, the verbal, the actions will be more glorifying to your name. You can stand with me. Because I know that every day when I wake up, I need to lay down my life at new, every day. I did it today, but I'm going to do it tomorrow again. So that God can come and work inside of me. So that people can see the more of God, not the more of Adam's. I'm going to lay down my life tomorrow again. Lord, as we are standing in front of you this morning, we bring our hearts, we lay down our lives, Lord. And we say that you are worthy of our lives. You are worthy, so that we will pick up our crosses, Lord, and we will follow you wholeheartedly and devotedly, Lord. So that our lives will change. Not for our own benefit, Lord, but for your kingdom. That our lives will change so that people will see the more of Jesus between us and in our lives, in our speech, in the jokes that we make and in the way that we interact with people, that people will see and hear Jesus and the love that you have for them, Lord. Come and use us as vessels. Come and use us as people of God, of children of God. And as you accept us and as you have adopted us into family, into sonship, let us walk as sons and daughters of the Almighty God. Thank you for your grace and your mercy over our lives. And thank you for the love that changes us, Lord. We love you. With our whole heart, our soul, all our mind, and all our strength. Amen. Amen. Guys, if you feel that you want prayer, you need prayer, don't just walk out. Ask someone to pray with you. If you don't know anyone, you want to come to me and ask. I know a few people who will pray with you. Amen.